The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show here on a Monday night at Frickers, just after 7 o'clock on the 24th day of March. Ian Wendt here with you. Josh Mitchell back in our cave studio. Sales Director Stacy Mitchell here. Director of Adrian College TV, Megan Abby Lubert, is here. You'll see some clips of our student athletes and coaches on ACTV social media throughout the week. We are talking club softball. We're talking women's tennis. We're talking track and field, but first we're going to talk some men's golf with a repeat visitor on the ACL Access Show, and I believe a multi-time interviewee on the Cave for winning some Athletes of the Week back in his high school days, a sophomore from right here at Adrian. Cameron Bozick joins me. Cam, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, the reason you are here is you're the co-champion of the Ruckus Tournament in Williamsburg, Virginia. What a cool name, first off, and yeah. Congratulations on the win. What kind of course were you playing down there? What's the layout?
Well, actually, last year we played in the same event, and they have two courses down there at Williamsburg National. So we played the other one this year. It's pretty nice. It was quite tight. Tree-lined.
Trees, okay.
Not many water hazards, but a lot of trees for sure.
Is that different than the other course, or are they both kind of the same?
Both kind of the same. There's a little more water on the other course, but pretty much the same.
Okay. Well, that's recent success. I'm sure we've touched on this before. Your reasoning for staying home and playing golf at Adrian College when you probably had some other places you could have gone.
Yeah. It's a very homey feel, especially now being my sophomore year. I kind of get more of that. Staying local, I kind of know everyone, have friends here, you know, connections here. But yeah, I really like the, especially small class size at Adrian. It's nice kind of staying tight-knit.
Are you kind of narrowing in on what you want to study ultimately, or we're still in the figure that out phase?
Still in the figure it out phase. Right now I am currently studying cybersecurity.
Okay.
Kind of leaning towards that, but still kind of figuring it out.
Is that a relatively new major on campus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Very cool. And the golf team itself, trying to pick up some momentum for the MIAA season. What's the team kind of makeup? Is it a younger group, older group, or a good mix of the two?
Right now it's a very young group for sure. Actually, our junior, Christian Long, he suffered an injury in the fall. So right now it's our senior Joe Renfer, myself as a sophomore, and then we actually have three freshmen in the lineup.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a pretty young group. It's nice, though, get some new faces in the lineup, get some more experience for the guys. And actually this was our best two-day split in a tournament for a little while.
Okay.
So.
Cam, the split season really gets me. Like, I'm reading through the notes that SID Mike Prang wrote up. It says the team is in fourth in the MIAA. And I go, oh, yeah, they play in the fall, too, that split season. So what was the winter like for you? Obviously, you didn't go south or southwest all winter to play golf. So what's your routine like during the season, I guess, in between the fall and the spring?
Right. So we have weekly lifts. There at the Marilat, which is nice, kind of stay in shape. And then we have the simulator over there, so most of our team's in there hitting balls every day. We have a putting area up there, so we're putting every day, you know, just trying to stay loose until we can get on some grass, which is kind of what our spring break tournament is, kind of like a ramp up for the rest of the tournaments this season, which is nice. So get on some grass down there, play some rounds, and then come back and then really ramp up.
Okay, so there were these two with the the tournament. You shot 2 under for those 2 days, 71 for both. Did you get on any course between the fall and that? Did you, like, take a – well, I guess you're in school, so you couldn't really go many places. So a lot of simulator work, like you said?
A lot of simulator work, but 2 weeks ago we went on a spring break trip down to South Carolina as a team.
Oh, so that's different than this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we went down, played in Pfeiffer Invitational. So we were there for the whole week. We played a two-day tournament, and then we had two fun rounds. So we played a total of – 4 rounds down there, which is nice because then get some grass under our feet and kind of, like I said, ramp up for the season so we can prepare for some of these bigger tournaments, I guess you could call them, and then the MIAA final at the end of the year.
Currently, looking at my notes, Cameron, you are fifth individually, putting you in a good spot to earn an all MIAA honor. Obviously, you'd like the team to have success, but it's nice to get some personal success as well, and I bet there's some really, really talented golfers throughout the MIAA. So could you assess how your sophomore season's gone overall?
Yeah, for sure. It's been nice. I've been fortunate enough to play in all the MIAA events and play pretty well. I think I remember I shot 73 at Kalamazoo Country Club, which was Kalamazoo's event, obviously, and then 69 when we went to Hope's event, which was nice. Of course, I would love to sneak up there and maybe get the MVP of the league in this last tournament, but all you can do is go out there and play the best you can and see what happens.
All right, Cameron, I think a lot of golfers listen to this show and our morning show. You're talking about shooting 70s. That means one of the rounds is in the 30s. What did it take for you to get from 40 for 9 holes to a sub 40? Like, what's the one thing that people out there that are itching to go play golf now, or maybe already have, that can get somebody under 40? I bet you're going to say putting, but I want to get your thoughts on that.
I mean, short game putting is a big thing. But really, I mean, golf is just, you gotta practice, like, day in, day out. There's a lot that goes into it, and it's a grind. It really is. And so, I mean, of course, people that go out would love to see instant success, but I don't think that really happens in the game of golf. But if you were to see kind of quicker success, I would lean towards the short game because save a lot of strokes there.
When your personal practice preference, would you rather hit range balls for a couple hours or play 9 or 18? Which one do you think is – well, I guess we can throw in practice putting for that range work. Which one is your preference?
I like a little mix of both. So normally I go to the course, kind of warm up. I'll go play 9, kind of see how my game feels, see what I really need to work on. Maybe go to the range, work on those few things that I feel that I really need to work on, and then I'll spend probably a couple hours just on the putting green.
Okay. What's your favorite drill on the putting green?
Oh, boy.
All of them? None of them?
I don't know. Probably the short ones because they go in most of the time, so okay. It's nice to hear the bottom of the cup. But, yeah, I have a bunch, so.
Okay. All right. Keeping all your secrets, I see how it is. Talking with Adrian Native and a sophomore at the college, Cameron Bozick with the men's golf team. So the MIAA, you're currently in fourth. You trail first place by 40 strokes. You know, you guys have a great day. Someone has a bad day. You could catch up. It's a two-day MIAA spring final coming up in May. So you obviously have a month and change to get ready for that. You do have 2 more tournaments leading up to that. So are those MIAA meets or matches? It doesn't say.
They're not.
Okay.
So the one is ran by Hope. It's Hope's, like, okay, Invitational. It's not. It has nothing to do with our league. It's more of a higher-ranked tournament, so I know there's going to be some bigger schools there. Maybe we can move up some ranking points if we place good there. And then the other one's in Illinois. That's just another invitational. The only MIAA one this spring is the final.
So there are the team can get into the national tournament, but you'd have to win the MIAA, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a way an individual could make it?
That I'm not sure of.
Okay.
I know outside of the MIAA, the team could get an automatic bid. We would have to be way higher in the rankings to earn that.
Okay.
But then other than that, team-wise, like you said, you win the conference. But as an individual, I'm not sure.
Okay, so outside of winning the MIAA, you could get enough at-large points based on your – they got to be sanctioned somehow, right, by the NCAA to get those points.
Correct.
So opportunities for the team to get better, improve in that, and then hopefully pull off a big win on the MIAAs. Coming up in early May. That's May 7th and 8th. With golf, it's individual, but they make it a team sport. When you go out for a match, are you golfing with another Bulldog, or it's you and your opponent? And if you golf with somebody, what's the strategy on a match day? Like, how much talking do you do or can you really do with your teammate?
Yeah, so typically, we never really play together. There are some events where we take like an A and a B team, and depending on how we play the first day, sometimes we end up getting paired in the same group. So I won't say that there's never a chance of playing with another Bulldog, but typically it does not happen. Normally, like when we just played at the Ruckus, it's a foursome. So there's myself and then three other teams in my group.
Sure.
Talking wise, it's just a group of guys going to play golf. It's not cutthroat by any means. We're out there having fun, all playing the game that we love, so enjoying the beautiful weather. So we chatted up for sure and just have a good time.
Okay. Well, good stuff. Well, congratulations on the co-champion at the Ruckus Tournament down in Virginia. Best of luck in your couple matches or two more tournaments heading up to the MIAAs. And best of luck moving forward. You're making all of our listeners jealous by shooting not one, but 271s. Mark, one of our Cave co-hosts, hit two hole-in-ones in a week recently. How many do you have?
I have one.
You have one?
I have one.
When was that and where was that?
That was probably 3 years ago now when I was first getting into the game. It was at number three at Wolf Creek. So, yeah.
Nice. All right. So people. So this would have been junior year, senior year of high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Making more people jealous. That's what we're all about. Cameron, congratulations on the success. Let's keep it going.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that was Cam Bozick with the men's golf team at Adrian College. He's a sophomore. For information on the men's golf team, go to adrianbulldogs.com or download the Adrian College app. We're going to take a break. Club softball coming up next. Later in the show, women's tennis. And track and field. You're listening to the ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian, right here on South Main. Not too many tables left. You're listening to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at Frickers.com today.
ACL Access Show. Megan Abbey with ACTV. Just kidding. It's Abby Lubert. She made me real mad during the break. She was doing like a gotcha dance. Like, I don't know, it was aggressive and weird. Anyway, we're here at Frickers in Adrian, along with everybody else. Thanks for tuning in on a Monday night on the ACL Access Show. Lots of stuff happening at Frickers. It's hard not to see it when you walk in. They have their 48-ounce personal pitcher, not a baseball pitcher. There's booze in it for $6.99. Also, kids eat free all day, every day. Plenty of kids here. In fact, there were kids at our table when we first got here, but they figured it out and hurried up and got out of here. Drink specials, food specials. Today it's the boneless chicken. Bone-in chicken special tomorrow, sirloin steak on Wednesday, chicken chunks on Thursday, and their weekday lunch specials. I'm here often. I memorize all that stuff.
Yeah, you're making me hungry.
Yeah, that's the point. You might have to eat after the interview. But they also have their three-for-all. I think it's $12.99, but you get sliders, fries, and chicken. If you have the app and you're a rewards member, you get, is it double points, Stacy? Double points. It's big. All right. Women's tennis later. Track and field later. Right now, club softball. And we are talking with second-year head coach and athletic trainer for a variety of sports at Adrian College, Caitlin Probelski. Caitlin, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I read about a bunch of runs you scored over the weekend. We're going to get to that in a second. What's your softball background and how'd you get into coaching here?
Yeah, so I've been playing softball, gosh, since I was four. Played all the way through high school, decided Adrian College was where I wanted to study and got to play softball here. Played 2 years on the NCAA team, club team started and decided, you know, I want to focus on my education and that's what was going to be best for me. And then was presented the opportunity to get to coach and be an athletic trainer and couldn't pass up getting to do two things that I loved.
So you went to school and stayed?
Yep.
Sounds familiar.
Yep.
Well, did you know you wanted to coach? Obviously, you went to school for AT.
Correct. So I always knew that I wanted to help people. I always knew that I wanted to make an impact on people's lives. So coaching goes hand in hand. You're getting to teach and develop athletes in not only softball aspects, but personally getting to grow and develop them as well.
And this month is National Athletic Training Month, where the Bulldogs show appreciation to their AT staff.
Mm-hmm.
Have they done enough for you? We can lobby for more things.
I mean, we got the shout out today for me for Athletic Trainers Month, which was awesome. Always appreciated. It's the little things, right? Just giving the extra thank you here or there and just making sure your athletic trainers know they're appreciated.
Well, I think the student athletes maybe appreciate it more because you work with them every day.
Yeah.
Or whenever they need you, too.
Yeah, you go hand in hand. You go through the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows with them, and it's something that, you know, the thank yous always go a long way, and it's rewarding what we do.
Like, if you're out watching, like I was watching a lot of hockey this weekend, teams are jumping up and down, hugging each other, coaches, and the trainers. Like,
yep.
I don't think people understand how much time you all spend together.
Oh, yeah.
How many sports are you, how many do you work with during any given season? Because I know you have a few there and you rotate.
Yep, so technically I cover any sport that does not involve NCAA. So I have 13 teams myself, lots of contact sports with men's and women's rugby, four different hockey teams, all fun and exciting. And, you know, there's all competitive seasons at all different times.
All right, let's get to the coaching side.
Okay.
You compete in the National Club Softball Association Division I level.
Correct.
Am I assuming there are three divisions?
There are two at the moment.
Okay. Is there a conference within that that we play in?
Yeah, so we play in the Great Lakes East Conference. Our conference is made up of Michigan State, Bowling Green, Central, the University of Michigan, and Grand Valley.
Is the club softball side similar to like ACHA hockey, where it's not an NCAA sanctioned type thing, but the school gives plenty of resources? Like, they'll give you transportation if you need it. They'll give you jerseys, where some schools make you pay their way. Is it the same with the club softball team?
Yeah, same as for us as the ACHAs. What's really nice too for like our team that sets us apart is the other teams that we're playing in our conferences don't have head coaches and they don't get to recruit. So kind of a little added bonus for
us. They don't recruit and there's no coach.
Correct. So they're all student led. Their team presidents are the ones making the lineups every single game, and they don't have a head coach, and they just involve tryout processes to get their teams built.
How do they make decisions in the game?
Through players.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't get how you can have an organized. That seems like the most unorganized way to organize a sport.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse in some ways. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for you, it's just you, or do you have an assistant with you?
I have an awesome assistant coach. So he actually was my assistant coach my senior year here, and now he's been with the team for the last 4 years and has been my assistant for the last two.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you split the season just like golf. I was talking with Cam Bozick before. So you play some in the fall, some in the spring. I'll never understand it, but that's just me. So you're 8-14 on the year. You picked up three wins over what I've learned a conference opponent.
Correct.
In Bowling Green. So those are big wins.
Yep.
9-7, 16-1, and 6-5.
Yes.
In those. I'm assuming there's a national tournament at some point.
Yep.
So it's obviously important to do well in your league.
Correct.
How do you get to the NCSA D1 postseason?
Yeah, so you have to be the first or second seed in your conference. From there, you go to the regional tournament. From the regional tournament, the first and second seeds then go on to the national tournament.
So you need to be one or two?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a playoff within your conference?
Not within. Okay. It's all based on our conference games.
Okay. Do we need to catch up? Like, what's your league record looking like?
Yeah, right now we're 5-7. We had a huge fall where we beat the University of Michigan for the first time in program history in the fall. We beat the Michigan State for the first time in the fall. So those were huge. We kind of need one of them to lose a couple of games, and we'd be sitting at that second seed spot.
Okay, so it's those two up at the top.
Yep.
But to build a program and get to where you want to be, only your second season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big move for establishing a winning culture, right?
Exactly. The games in the fall where we won for the first time in program history were huge for us. They set new bars and new standards, and what I ask the girls is, how do we get one rep better? How do we be 1% better than our last pitch, last at-bat, last play? And that's exactly what we're doing, is every single inning, what are we needing to do to be better?
Talking with second-year head coach of the club softball team and athletic trainer for a variety of non-NCAA teams at Adrian College, Caitlin Probelsky, on the ACL Access Show. We need to learn about some of your players.
Okay.
Right?
Absolutely.
I don't have much on my cheat sheet.
Perfect.
Who are some of the Bulldogs that people will notice if and when they go to a game?
Yeah, so we have my one and only senior, Haley Holmes. She's been a stud for us. She's our number one pitcher. We go to her, we turn to her. Has been making a huge impact on the mound for us for the last 4 years. We have a great underclassman class with sophomore Allison Bell. She unfortunately is going to be missing our spring season, but life happens, and she's been huge for us, making impact. But while she's not on the field with us, huge leader in the dugout. Then we have some great freshmen. Sarah Corzel, she took and hit her first home run this weekend. It was a huge killer moment for us. Greer Simpson has been a stud behind or at the plate in the field. I could keep going on and on about talking about every single one of them.
And just for people listening only, there's no notes.
Yeah.
And that's coaches, I've quickly realized, steel trap. Everything's up there.
Yep.
I don't know how you do it or what you have to do to get to that point. You mentioned when we were talking about some other schools about they don't recruit and they don't have a coach. How do you recruit? Do you find, I think, the bigger, like a Big Ten school, they take from people just on campus. Mm-hmm. We have a tryout. If you want to play, you pretty much can play. We may need to make some cuts. Do you actually go out and recruit young ladies to be on your team?
Absolutely. So I'm out at tournaments just like any other coach, reaching out to girls. And really a big thing for me is girls that want to focus on their education. I think you got to be academically strong to be athletically strong. Which is huge. And so for us having that split season, the girls are really coming in, getting to focus on their education and getting to keep playing softball and competing at the high level that they want to.
Okay. Do you generally stay like regional or do you kind of branch out a little bit?
Yeah. So I try to stay Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, but at the same time too, like not closing myself off. Have girls that have been on visits from Canada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, so hoping to broaden our horizon too.
You good, Stacy? Okay, all right. You look like you weren't okay. Just checking on you.
No, I'm good.
It's fine. All right.
Thanks for caring.
Someone has to. I mean, anyway. You have a big weekend coming up.
Correct.
It's senior day.
Yep.
It's going to be a short one.
Yes.
With your one senior.
Yes.
You're going to play Washtenaw Community College. I don't have the day or time for that.
Yeah, so we play Washtenaw Community College at 2 and 4 on this Saturday coming up.
Okay, Saturday. All right. Then April 13th, you're hosting a strikeout cancer game. You're going to play Ohio Northern and Oakland.
Yes.
Those are non-league?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. So Ohio Northern and Oakland will play at 11. We will take on Ohio Northern at 1. In between that 1 and 3 o'clock game, we'll have a moment to celebrate cancer and all those affected by it. And then we'll take and play Oakland at 3.
So like a
round robin type of
match kind of thing.
Yep.
Volleyball does it all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. That's April 13th over at the softball complex. At the Adrian College campus, you're hopefully done dealing with a lot of construction over there with the dome going up. Or
yes and no.
Different kind of construction.
Yep.
All right. Well, you are a busy Bulldog. We're going to let you get back to it. I've been talking with Caitlin Probowski with the club softball team and athletic trainer at the campus, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to go to tennis. A sport that has embarrassed me, but not a lot. I gave up on it quickly, so we're going to learn all about it. Track and field coming up later on in the show. This is the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself, no judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself, no judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
ACL Access Show here at Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. It is the place to be on Monday night, but also every other night. Watch a basketball game. Watch five or six. They got screens all over the place. Good food, good drinks. Very good staff here at Frickers, from the wait staff, bartenders, the cooks. A bunch of good people here at Frickers in Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt, your host for the show. We're going to talk some track and field in just a little bit, but now we're going to talk women's tennis. Here's another split season sport where you play some in the fall and then some in the spring. We're going to talk with Claire Early with the women's tennis team. She's a junior from Midland, Michigan. Claire, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. All right, I have to ask everybody, what brought you to Adrian College? I don't want to assume you've been here for 3 years, but what got you on campus?
All right, so I have been here for 3 years, and really what got me to campus is I came for my visit, and I just really liked the campus in general, and then my sister also goes here. So
oh, okay. That helps.
I already knew about it beforehand, and yeah, that was pretty much.
Was your sister also on the tennis team?
She is not on the tennis team.
Okay. Same grade?
She's a year older. She's a senior.
Mm-hmm. All right. That kind of helps.
Yeah.
Right?
Has
her family on campus.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I was a senior when my sister was a freshman. So, worked out.
Yeah.
Very cool. I made fun of myself about my lack of tennis skills, so I have no tennis background. I don't even know if I'd be decent at it now. Claire, how long have you been playing the sport? When did you pick up a racket?
I started playing when I was about 8 years old, so about 12 years now, and I never stopped ever since I started.
What's your, did your family play it, like, or did you just, you know, like, hey, this is cool, and we're going to try it?
I think it was more of that. Like, there's not really anyone in my family who ever played tennis. I played some sports growing up, and then I was like, might as well try tennis, and then I just kind of stuck with it ever since.
Did your high school have a tennis team you were able to play on?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you decided, along with some education, I'd like to play tennis at the next level, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Season so far, I mean, 7-1 in the number one doubles with your partner. I'm not even going to. Hagen
Elliott. Yep.
I gotta stop doubting myself. That was pretty good. Hayden Elliott, then you are 7-1 the year at the number two singles spot.
Right.
So, good season, at least in the fall, right?
I would say a better season in the spring so far. We just played, we came back from Florida a couple of weeks ago, and that went really well. But, yeah.
So it's a split season, right? You do some in the fall and some in the spring?
Our conference play is in the spring, but in the fall we play like a couple of matches and then it's like a tournament.
It just confuses me.
That's right.
I don't know why it just gets me every time. Like, how do you keep, like, let's say you're having a great fall.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to stop.
Yeah, right.
So how do you keep things going? Obviously, there's some chance to practice indoors
on
campus. Is that kind of what you did?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's tough, but we just keep training throughout the winter, and we've got some indoor courts that we play on, so we just keep it going.
How big is the women's tennis team? If I remember right, there's six maybe that play on a varsity game whatever you want to call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
you got
singles 1-6.
Right.
And then you do three doubles?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How many extras, quote-unquote, would you say there are on the team?
So we've got about 12 on our team, and then some play both or singles and doubles, and then there's a few that just do one or the other. So we probably have about 3-4 extras.
Okay. So competitive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do well to keep your spot.
Yeah, right.
And would you say it's a younger team or an older team?
It's kind of a mix.
Okay.
It's pretty, like, half and half.
I'm trying to jog my memory. Are you playing under a first-year coach this season?
Second-year coach.
Second-year coach.
Yes.
Okay. What's that been like?
It's been really, really good. Yeah, I don't have anything bad to say. He just keeps us going all the time. We've got, pretty much just everything is good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a ton of how much coaching can you really get during a match, or how much do you want during a match?
It really just depends on the match. Sometimes I don't want much at all. Sometimes I'm like, I need you every single point. But it really just depends.
Talking with Claire Early with the women's tennis team at Adrian College. So you went 3-2 in Florida earlier in the month. Jealous, got to go to Florida. Spring break trip for the school,
yes.
Right? So no classes to worry about.
Yep.
3-2 record. Not too bad,
mm-mm.
Right? I mean,
no, yeah,
you'll take it.
I would say we did pretty well.
You say it was a good trip?
Yeah, it was definitely a good trip.
Bus ride down?
We actually flew this year.
Whoa, how about that?
Mm-hmm. It was our first year flying, so that was definitely nice.
I was going to say, not as much team bonding.
That's true, that is true.
If you're on a bus. But
yeah.
Probably got fresher legs when you got to Florida.
Fresher legs, more time in Florida. Can't complain.
No, absolutely. So you have conference play tomorrow.
Right.
Olivet at home at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Top four teams make the MIAA tournament, which is obviously a goal of the team. Where have you played? You haven't played a conference match this year, quote unquote, yet.
Right, we have not. Tomorrow will be the first one.
Oh boy, you got to get off on the right foot.
Yeah, seriously.
Is that an outspoken goal of the team? Is like, okay, we're good, right? We got our six. We got everything figured out. The next step, obviously, is to play postseason tennis.
Right. That's
to get to the MIAA. Have you had the opportunity to do that in your time at the college?
I have not yet.
Okay.
But I'm confident that we'll make it this year or next year.
Let's just go with this year.
Yeah.
Let's be confident about this year.
Yeah.
And then after tomorrow, you take on Spring Arbor on Friday and then Albion Saturday. Albion, obviously, in the conference. Spring Arbor, they're not in, are they?
No, they're not in the conference.
It's just MIAA.
Yep.
Okay. Wasn't sure if they have one added in. What would you say is your strength on the court?
I would say my forehand. Are you talking
everything forehand involved?
Yeah.
So
yep.
If you had the opportunity, you're trying to get around a ball and hit on the forehand instead of take it to the backhand.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. No.
what's more comfortable for you, singles or doubles? I'm sure there's goods and bads about both.
Right, exactly. I really do like both, but I'd have to say singles is my favorite. I just have played that my whole life. I didn't play doubles actually until coming to Adrian. So that was a little bit of change for me, but I really like doubles too. But singles it is, because I just like the pressure of being by myself, and I can't, I'm not going to.
You can't miscommunicate with yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? You're not, you know, if one's coming right down the line in the middle, it's yours.
Like, there's no, like if I mess up, it's my fault. If I don't,
You're not deferring to a teammate in that case. Well, great fall for the season. Good start to the spring. You are home for Olivet at 4 o'clock over at the tennis courts at Adrian College. People, you can watch, right? There's an ability to watch.
Yes.
I don't know how many bleachers they have set up. I know they got a couple shorter ones, but if you want to watch some college tennis, head on over to Adrian College tomorrow afternoon as the Bulldogs take on Olivet. Is that the men and women?
Yes.
Both play.
Both of us are
all right.
Yep.
Well, Claire, thanks for talking, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And that was Claire Early with the women's tennis team at Adrian College, the junior from Midland, Michigan. Bulldogs taking on the Comets home at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Then they are taking on Albion in conference play on Saturday. So stay tuned in for all the happenings for the women's tennis team. Go to adrianbulldogs.com, download the Adrian College app. We're going to take one more break, and on the other side, we're going to do another sport that I cannot do, so I envy it. Track and field. I'm going to talk to the freshman from nearby Ann Arbor. Talk about the start to her season. Oh, she's a jumper. Got a jumper coming on next. Ian Wentz, Josh Mitchell, AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself, no judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself, no judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself, no judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Catch men's volleyball Friday night at 7 and again Saturday at 1 p.m. Baseball has a doubleheader Saturday that starts at 1 p.m. and women's lacrosse takes the field Saturday at 4 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Welcome back on the AC All Access Show on a Monday night at Frickers in Adrian. It's the place to be. Food specials, drink specials, all over the place. Their website, their app, download the app, get a whole bunch of discounts. Like if you get a certain number of points, I think you get like money off your bill. I don't keep track, and I'll just get hit with it one day, and I'm like, yes, I'm glad I got that thing that gave me the discount. Learn more. It is like winning a small lottery. So stop in South Main in Adrian. You know where Frickers is. All right, we've been talking men's golf, club softball, women's tennis, and now it's time to talk some track and field. We have a freshman from nearby Ann Arbor, Alicia Townsend. Thanks for being on the show. Well, all right, you have had a good start to your college career. We'll get to that in a second. I'm going to assume you did at least some jumping in high school. Could you kind of tell me about your high school career? I'm going to assume you went to an Ann Arbor area school.
I didn't start track until my junior year. I quit soccer for track, and high jump was the first event that I tried. I realized I was really good at it, so I kind of got more into it and then more into the sprint part. So kind of I've only been doing it for like 3 years now. So
wow, that's what high school is all about.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to guess what high school, but I mean, there's a few in Ann Arbor.
Oh yeah.
What made you decide to kind of stay in the area and go to Adrian College?
I was supposed to go to Oakland University, but they wanted me to redshirt, and I didn't want to miss my freshman year, so I kind of decided to go to Adrian. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, this is cool. You got a look from Stacy. Oh. She got offered to go to Oakland.
But then
they wanted a redshirt.
Yeah.
So you got basically offered in some way to go to a D1 school after 2 years of high school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to Adrian.
Thank you.
We love having you here.
I know. I really like it. Adrian was like my first pick, but then right when I was about to commit, Oakland wanted me, so I committed to Oakland, but then they wanted me to redshirt, so I came to Adrian instead.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, the bar is the same height no matter where you jump from. Right? And people will find you.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's an interesting story. We don't get a lot of those. So, let's see. Second team all MIAA in the high jump and the long jump and all region in the high jump. I don't do track and I don't do field. What are those different events? Let's start with the high jump. Which one is that?
It's where you're jumping like backwards over the bar.
It's that one.
And you're jumping off 1 foot. So.
Okay, the running jump backwards over the bar onto that.
The mat.
Yeah. Okay, so it's that one. And then the long jump is
running and then jumping into the sand.
Into the sand.
Yep.
Okay. That was easy enough. Figured that out. Long jump, you have a 5.49.
Yep.
You are the school record holder, 5.40. Pretty special as a freshman. I don't know how long that record's been there. Did you know right away, or when did they tell you that you got that?
I kind of keep in my head the records for certain events. So right after I jumped it, we kind of just knew. They told me, after I jumped it, they told me what I had jumped. So everybody just kind of knew.
Really?
Yeah.
How many other teammates are with you on those events, or is it just you for Adrian College? How many get to jump in those?
It kind of just depends. Usually there's like three, maybe four girls jumping. I don't always do long jump. I mainly do high jump. So I'm kind of not in, like, that little group that they have doing long jump. But everybody does certain events that they're good at.
Right. So just doing some quick math in my head, about 5.5 meters.
That's
like...
It's 18 feet.
18 feet?
Yeah.
From the ground?
Yeah.
Off of 1 foot?
Yeah.
Bunch of head shakers.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep track of my vertical. So what would you jump in high school? Like, were you get close to those numbers too?
I did long jump over the summer for AAU for my club coach, but I was jumping like 13 feet, 16 feet, and then that was it. I only did it a couple times, but I mainly stuck with high jump and sprinting.
All right. So. Well, you have the records in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, you've tied it already.
Yeah,
I'm moving down to the next bullet point. You already have that. Your name's already up there.
Yeah.
1.67 meters.
Yep.
You seem super excited about that.
I am. It's really exciting. It's really cool.
I mean, was it in, like, your first event?
Yeah, I think,
yeah.
So for high jump, yeah, it was my first
event. There's only one way to go from here, is that right? How do you train? Like, do you do stuff outside of what the college has, or you have to stick with the training with the school, or how does that go?
I usually don't do anything outside of track or like outside of like what the coaches have. Sometimes I stretch my back out. I mean, that's kind of really it. Just kind of keep my back being able to go over the bar.
Okay. Is it more about being flexible or being strong, would you say, or is it just both?
I think
you need both, right?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I feel like you really don't need the flexibility. As long as you can get over it good enough with a lot of height, you need all that leg muscle to, like, bring you up and just jump off of you.
Talking with Alicia Townsend with the track and field team at Adrian College. I guess in high school you would have gotten over this hurdle, pun intended, kind of. Like, to me, a lot of it is mental. Like, I would freak myself out if I had to do a high jump. Like, you're running at this thing sideways.
Mm-hmm.
You have to twist your body backwards.
Yeah.
Kick your feet up. How do you learn that? Like, what steps? If you were to teach me how to do that, what's the first thing you'd have me do besides lose 100 pounds?
Probably just learn running straight and then curving and then going, just jumping up off of 1 foot. Not really going over it, but just jumping on the mat with 1 foot. There's like a lot to it. Just like you gotta bring your arms up, going over like this, making sure your back is bent, kicking your feet up. There's just a lot to it.
It's but like once you figure the steps, it's just the natural movement.
Yeah, you kind of just you train for it a little bit. Like, there's certain stuff that you can do to learn really how to get over the bar properly.
So first step, jump off 1 foot.
Yeah.
And second step would be?
Going up off that 1 foot with your arms up like this.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, people have seen it on TV. Right?
Yeah.
I think they get it. But it's like with any sport, you could really break down a golf swing into like 500 different things and overwhelm your brain and then forget how to do it. Or like you're hitting a baseball. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But once you get that all figured out, you just tweak some things here and there. Well, so you got the high jump tied. We got to get you to beat that.
Yeah, next year, because that was for indoor. Now we're moving out to outdoor.
Oh, so the outdoor is hot. Wait. Outdoor is the long end of the sand?
No.
Okay.
High
I'm
jump.
All over the place.
So I tied the high jump indoor record. Now we're in outdoor season.
Oh, so there's a different record for the outdoor?
There's different records for indoor and outdoor for each event.
Alicia, just do it downwind. If you run downwind and jump, you could get a couple extra centimeters. Yeah, see, there you go. Tell your coach to reorient the sand pit for that one. All right, so looking at these other numbers, you're looking at the 400-meter dash and the 60-meter dash. Those are okay. You're only fifth all time and tenth all time. You have some time to figure that out and get those records. 8.62 in the 60 meter.
Yeah, I'm not really a short distance sprinter. I'm more of a 200, 400 sprinter, not 60 in the 100.
So how do you determine, I guess, as a team, who does what event? Because you can't put eight people in the one event, and I'm sure there are maybe some upperclassmen that, you know, might be a little quicker than you in those, or you're competing with them, or they got the – got a confident one right here. So I guess then how do you adapt and change to run the 400 and to run the 60?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, is it different to run a 60-meter sprint than a 400?
Yeah, there's a huge difference. For the 60, it's just an up and just go. Like, just go with whatever you can for 60 meters. For the 400, you kind of have to time everything. So it's like you get out hard for the 400, you have to maintain, and then you have to try to kick for that last 100, and you need, like, a lot of stamina. Like, you have to have a good stamina for that to be able to hold it and to be able to sprint, like, sprint out 400 meters.
Now, in a typical track field, is 400 once around?
Yeah,
or
once
half?
Around. Once
okay,
around.
Okay, once around.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a combo of sustained speed.
It's really hard. I like during high school, I ran it. I could only run it at 58 seconds. Just for high school, though. Not college. I didn't know how to run at an indoor 200 meter track. It was two laps instead of one, so it was really hard.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's different because you gotta like slow down a little bit on the turn, maybe?
Kind of. Or? It's just there's so many more curves for indoor than outdoor.
Okay. Interesting. So, all right, MIAA Indoor Championships, you took second in the high jump and in the long jump as a freshman.
Yeah.
Does your team not maybe poke fun isn't the word, but they're like, oh, look at this freshman kind of deal? Or it's just like, here's my teammate doing what she can do, or what?
I have no idea. I think so. I don't know.
Just do your own thing?
Yeah, I do my own thing. I try not to really talk about it too much, though.
Okay.
I mean, there's some people that can't do it, like, I'm capable of doing, so I don't really talk about it.
All right. Well, you also took a 10th place finish in the 200-meter dash at the MIAA course. What? It's on the thing. I'm reading it. You're just a freshman.
Yeah.
You got time.
I know.
Right?
I know.
And the MIAA, pretty good at track and field.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's some good teams in it. Yeah. Are there any other? You seem very competitive. Are there other freshmen on other? You don't need to name them, call them out. But are there other freshmen on other schools where you're like, you and I are going to be running this for the next 3 years? Like, has that happened?
No, I don't know a lot of the freshmen that I go up against. Really, I try not to look at it too much. But far as like long jump and high jump, the field events, I know that I'm competing against, like, more upperclassmen than freshmen, so I kind of know that. And I know who's graduating and who's a junior about to graduate a year later, but I don't know anything else.
Okay. One more question, and then you're off the hook.
Okay.
With your events, high jump, long jump, and those dashes, is it better to be on the taller side or the shorter side?
I think it's better to be on the taller side.
A little taller?
Yeah.
Okay. You get more extension when you're high jumping.
Yeah. My strides are so long that it helps me out for, like, running and stuff. So I'm not taking, like, little short steps. I'm taking really long, big steps.
Okay. Interesting stuff. Learning a lot about track and field. Again, the sport I envy because I can't do. Maybe someday I'll do some high jumping and long jumping. But then again, like, 2 years ago I said I was going to ride a horse for the equestrian team, and that hasn't happened yet, so I got some time to figure that out. Well, Alicia, thanks for being on the show. Congratulations on a great start to your Bulldog career.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. Once again, that was Alicia Townsend with the track and field team at Adrian College, a freshman from nearby Ann Arbor. I'd like to thank the wonderful people at Frickers in Adrian for always helping us out. My dinner is coming up shortly. I'll get my order in. Tara does a great job with us, unless Stacy already closed out her bill. No? Oh, yes, I'm getting dinner. All right, thanks to Megan Abbey with Adrian College TV, Megan Abbey Lubert. Yes? She's just so happy today. Just a ray of sunshine. That's great. Stacy Mitchell, our sales manager. We got the baby goat, Vance. Yeah, Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios. I'm Ian Wentz saying goodbye from Frickers and Adrian. This has been the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.